T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. I had to break up a fight between Will and Drew last night. And I'm downstairs. I hear it happening upstairs where I hear the yelling and pounding and things. It sounds like things are hitting the wall.
Things boys do.
So I go up there. I never get an explanation of what happened. Like, what's going on?
Of course not.
Like, I asked both of them, like, what are you guys fighting about? What is the problem? And from either of them, I can't even get, like, an explanation of what happened. I guess they were playing, like, soccer, which I hate when they play, you know, upstairs soccer. You know, they
right.
just got a little ball.
Inside and you know, yeah. things can go very wrong.
But what are they going to do? They can't be outside. And I don't want them on electronics, so I guess sometimes they're going to play indoor soccer, and they're going to get in their little fights. But I guess Drew did something to annoy Will so much that Will's response to that was to take Drew's bed and shove it to the other side of the room.
What do you mean? Did he knock the mattress off the bed?
No, just move the entire bed to the other side of the room.
That would require a lot of strength for a 12-year-old.
It's really not that heavy.
Okay.
They don't make stuff that heavy these days. Like, I feel like when I was a kid, everything was heavy.
Right.
Like, everything was just giant and super heavy, like televisions.
Or your son is just that strong.
Yeah, televisions were so heavy back in the day, like this big giant box, and now you can carry a television under one arm.
So why did he think that moving the bed was an appropriate response?
I actually, trying to decipher what's going on, instead of like punching Drew or hitting Drew, he decided to just move his bed and then leave.
Okay.
Which I actually kind of appreciate that. I would rather him do something like that than to punch his brother and to hurt his brother.
That's true.
However, when I go up there and I'm inside Drew's room and I'm looking at the bed across the other side of the room, the space where Drew's bed was, oh my gosh, what a mess.
What do you mean? Like underneath the bed?
Wrappers, papers, books, action figures.
Well,
and so what I did was I just took the bed and I just moved it back and I was just,
you didn't clean it up.
I was just pretending like I didn't see it.
You're supposed to have your son clean it up.
I know, right? I should have done it. It was so late though last night. Like I couldn't say clean this up before you go to bed.
Why not?
I don't know. It was late.
How late was it?
Like 8:45.
Dude, how long do you think it would have took? 15 minutes tops?
If you're okay. That's a great question. How long would it take a normal person to clean up an area like that?
15 minutes.
15
tops.
Minutes. How long would it take Drew? It's going to take about 2 weeks. Because he's going to fight you on it.
Right.
He's going to stall. He's going to come up with excuses. He's just not going to do it.
Okay.
So I just didn't want to get into it. Like sometimes, Morgan, when you're a parent, you just don't want to get into it.
You have to pick and choose your battles. I understand.
And so for me last night, it was about self-care. And so I'm going to pretend I don't see this mess under the bed, and I'm just going to deal with Drew later. So yeah, there's a parent hack for you.
So are you going to deal with him today? Or are you just not? Is it going to never be a thing? You're just not going to pretend like you never saw it?
We'll see. You know, the bed is covering that area. It's not like I'm going to see it again anytime soon. I mean, I'm going to know it's there.
Yeah, I feel like you should make him clean it.
Eventually,
what if there's like ants with all the wrappers and stuff? You don't want that.
I know.
I'm not trying to gross you out. I'm just being realistic with you.
I'll deal with it when it comes.
Okay.
What is that phrase? I'll cross that bridge.
When you get there? Well, it seems like you were already there last night and you decided not to cross it. So who knows if you really will cross it.
I just burnt the bridge. I set it on fire. There's no going back.
Right.
It's the Q Morning Show. Good morning. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. You've got the Q Morning Show this morning. It's Morgan and Bill. So, Morgan, I have found one of those things where I've seen it now a few times, and now I've got to ask what it is.
Okay.
Because I keep hearing about it, and it's like, all right, now I got to figure out what it is. Have you ever heard of, and I don't even know if I'm saying it correctly, Temu?
The website? Is that what you're referring to? Yes, I've heard of it.
Temu or Temu?
I think it's Temu.
Temu.
Mm-hmm.
What is Temu? Because I'm on it right now, and I am overloaded with stimulation right now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many colors and products you can buy.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't even know. It's an online store, kind of.
Is it similar to Amazon?
Well, Amazon is a U.S.-based company, right? Mm. Temu, I believe, is a Chinese-based company. But it has a lot of things for really cheap, like women's clothing, like gadgets, house stuff. You know, it's kind of got everything that you need. I've never bought anything off of it.
Right now, they're having their biggest sale of the season, up to 90% off.
Yeah, stuff. They sell stuff for like $5, right?
Lightning deals. Shoes, $20.
Yeah.
Shirts, $10. Appliances.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Shein, which I'm sure you don't know what that is either.
I don't know what that is.
If you don't know what Temu is, you definitely don't know what Shein is. Yeah, I don't know. I've never bought anything off of either of those websites, but people like to use those websites because things are obviously, as you could see, very cheap.
A men's genuine leather wallet, $6.83.
Right.
This is crazy. I don't know if my wife knows about this site.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if she knows about it or not. I should ask her, or maybe I shouldn't tell her about this site because I don't want her on here spending money.
Well, would you rather her spend $5 on Temu or $20 on a competitor?
That's a great point. You also mentioned it's a Chinese company.
I don't know that for a fact, but I think that it is. Oh, yeah. Let me see.
So why isn't Congress trying to ban it?
Well, that's another story. Yes, it's Temu, a Chinese-owned e-commerce company, according to the BBC.
So how are they allowed to operate in the U.S.?
They ran 4 Super Bowl commercials.
Temu did?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, guys.
I think that might be where I first saw it, was on during the Super Bowl. And I'm like, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I'm just reading this BBC article, like, as we're talking, and it says, it's Amazon on steroids, says retail analyst Neil Saunders.
All right, so 216-474-0104. If you are familiar with Temu, and if you are a regular Temu shopper, we would love to hear from you to find out some of the great deals that you have found on Temu.
Yeah, what did you buy?
216-474-0104.
Yeah.
Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. We're talking about Temu because I didn't know what it was, and I kept seeing it over and over, and I'm like, I got to go. We have to talk about this.
Yeah.
We have to talk about Temu because I don't know what it is. Is this a thing that I should be involved in? Is this something that I should know about? Don in Lorain, am I saying it right? Is it Temu? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Are you a Temu shopper?
I'm very much a Temu shopper.
Okay. So you have gotten on the website, and what kind of deals have you found?
They have great deals on there. You just gotta be careful, you know. I mean, and when you're shopping, when you come upon a deal and you click on it, if you're patient, then as you can go back to the to your selections and then go down farther in the selections and there'll be cheaper things that you just clicked on. You got just got to know how to work it.
Okay. So
you know, like that wallet you were talking about for $6.48. I just got one in the mail 2 weeks ago for $2.45.
What a deal.
I love it.
And it's genuine leather, too.
Genuine
and it smells like leather. Unless they spray something on there to make it smell like leather. I don't know. But it smelled like leather, so I was happy with it. A $2.43 wallet.
As long as you're happy with it, Don, that's all that really matters.
Money
right?
Well spent.
What other deals?
Exactly. You just got to watch. You got to watch the, you know, what you're buying and it's really got some neat stuff on it.
What do you mean when you say that? You have to watch what you're buying.
They sell tools and they'll show a whole selection of like 10 tools. But if you don't read it correctly, when you buy that, you're only going to get one of them. You think you're going to get the whole set,
right.
But it only means you're going to get one of that tool.
Okay. So you want like a wrench and a sprocket set and some screwdrivers, but you got to make sure that you're ordering what you want.
You have to read the fine print.
Exactly.
Done.
And then I get to spin the wheel and I get free stuff. But you got to watch that too because, you know, they send you an email. Oh, you missed your three, four items. So you select it and then in fine print down there. Oh, wait a minute. You got to spend $40. Then you'll get your free four items. You just got to be very careful.
It seems complicated. I didn't anticipate that there would be a wheel involved.
The moral of the story is you got to read the fine print on Temu.
Exactly. And like I said, they really have some neat stuff that you won't find in the stores either. Shirts that have like different pictures and stuff on it. 3D shirts. I've got some 3D shirts that are pretty cool on there. It's a good place. And order one size up because it's China.
All right.
There we go.
Don, great Don, information.
Yes.
Some great tips for the bargain
it
shopper out there.
It is a good site, though. It is a good site. I've never not got my stuff. I've never got something like, what was the other company? Wish? Wasn't that one? I think Wish
Yeah,
was.
I think Wish or Shein.
Yeah, well, I ordered a cat play toy for the cat to play on.
Yeah.
And it was like $4. And I thought, $4, I can't lose. Well, I did lose because I got a metal picture of a cat toy to hang on the wall. That's all it was. And I've never gotten anything like that.
Maybe you can re-gift that to the cat lover in your life.
Yeah, really.
I did give it away to somebody else that had more cats than I did.
That's smart. All right, Don.
Yes, thank you, Don.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for listening and for calling up and sharing all the info about Temu.
Good luck to the future for you, too, there.
Oh,
thank you, Don.
Morgan, on your
thank you, Don.
Next venture in life. I think you'll be fine.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
That's very nice of you, Don. Call anytime. Gabriel is listening this morning in Alliance. So, Gabriel, you had some warnings about Temu. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like you're going to ruin our fun because, I mean, Don got me so excited
Don
about Temu.
Don was the number one Temu fan.
I mean, you can spin a wheel. I mean, how fun is that? What did you want to tell us about Temu, Gabriel?
My mother's ordered off of there twice now, and while she has got her stuff that she has paid for, a few days later she's had numerous unauthorized charges from her card.
Oh.
And she uses only a specialized card to order off of websites like that in case of incidences like this.
Oh, no.
And it hasn't just happened to my mother. It's happened to several other family members that have ordered off the Temu.
Oh, no. See,
wow,
that's not good.
What a conflicting report. I was ready to go spin the wheel.
Now
I can't spin the wheel.
Yeah, I don't know what that means either. You got to spend some time on that site.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just with anything.
Right.
Watch what you're ordering.
Read the fine print.
Yeah, when that credit card statement comes back. Read the credit card statement, make sure everything matches up. And then maybe still have some fun on Temu.
Exactly.
I mean, the cat, what was it, the cat thing?
I have no idea.
The cat, I'm going to look for that on the site.
Don's the real MVP.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Thank you for choosing us on this cold and blustery first day of spring. It's Morgan and Bill. the Q Morning Show. While we're talking about shopping, Temu and other websites like that, I know people know about Target.
Oh, yeah.
What is Target doing that is different now?
You're going to like this, although I know you hate the self-checkout, so you probably won't use it anyways. But they're capping it to 10 items at the self-checkout.
Target is capping self-checkout at 10 items.
Yeah. So they're attempting to speed up the process, obviously, by setting the limit 10 items.
What was it beforehand? Just complete
anything
and total
goes.
Chaos?
Yeah, pretty much anything goes.
You can pull
goes.
Two cards up there and it doesn't matter?
So they said they're going to open more lanes that are actually staffed with employees. And then the express self-checkout will hit most stores on Sunday. And those are the 10 items or less.
Okay. And you think this is a good thing? What do you think?
Honestly, any time that I go into Target, I'm there for one thing. Now, do I just buy one thing? No, of course. Anybody that knows that when you walk through the doors of Target, you have a 90% chance of blacking out and buying things that you don't actually need or don't actually go into the store to buy. But I will say on my Target runs that 9 times out of 10, I don't get more than 10 items. You know, it's not like I'm going to Target to have a full-on grocery shop or whatever. So for me, this is going to be good because I, like I said, I usually only buy 10 items or less. And I love the self-checkout. Never do I want to talk to another human at a store.
I would imagine, and I don't know this because I haven't been inside a Target in a while, but I would imagine that the lines for self-checkout are now longer than the lines with an actual...
They are.
I was about to say... A cashier.
Yeah, they are.
I was about
to
say a receptionist for some reason. A cashier.
They are. But it also depends on what Target you go to. Now that I've moved, like the Target in Willoughby only had 4 self-checkouts, but the Target in Menor has like 10 self-checkouts. So it really just depends. But yeah, I would be wrapped around the long line. It would be like 10 people deep.
Yeah.
And I still wouldn't go to an actual cashier.
And I wonder if this is another way for Target to combat loss prevention, because when you have someone going through the self-checkout with 100 items, chances are 1 or 2 or 3 items are going to get skipped.
Right.
Or maybe people are.
Well, that's kind of what. So there's this marketing professor who did all this interview, and that's what he says. He says the decision could be related to store theft.
Yeah.
Like you said, although Target didn't come out and say that. They wouldn't, though. They
right.
wouldn't be like, oh, we're going to make this 10 items or less because people are stealing stuff.
Yes, but, you thieves. 10 items. You ruined it for
right,
everyone.
Right, right, right.
You burglars.
If you really want to get items for less, go to Temu. Stop stealing stuff. You can get a genuine leather wallet for $2.65 on Temu.
I mean, Don sold me on that wallet.
Go look it up later today. See if you find anything fancy.
Oh, I haven't carried a wallet in a long time.
Really?
I don't like a wallet in my pants. It's just...
Yeah, it's different.
It's bulky. It's uncomfortable. I don't like the wallet.
Don't buy it on Temu just because you want to buy something.
That's right. Just wasting my money at this point. Yesterday, I don't believe we had an update on Kate Middleton.
Oh, gosh.
What is going on with Kate Middleton? Has she been spotted?
Oh, gosh.
I'm judging by Morgan's reaction. We have an update this morning.
It's never going to end.
All right. We'll get into that next. The Q Morning Show.
It's real life, real Cleveland. This is the Q Morning Show on Q104.
I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So Kate Middleton was the topic of conversation in some of my friend circles, especially over the weekend on St. Patrick's Day and at my mom's birthday party and things like that. And so basically, Morgan, I say thank you because I'm able to participate in
nice.
These conversations.
That's what we're here for.
I'm basically just repeating you and the things that you say. So I'm able to participate and talk intelligently about Kate Middleton. What is the latest today? Have we found her?
Did you see the pictures that came out yesterday?
I saw the picture, but then I'm also seeing other things this morning.
I know.
And so now we have...
What?
We have to discuss.
Okay.
Is the picture not really, is it another fake picture?
No, it's not a fake picture, but some people think that the picture isn't Kate. So yesterday, it came out on TMZ and the Sun that Kate was with William at a Windsor farm shop. So there's this video. Everyone's like, look, here's Kate Middleton and Prince William walking around this farm shop. All is well. When I first saw it, I was like, oh, great. There's Kate. Cool. We can move on from this saga, right? But I posted it on my Instagram. And when I tell you, the comment section was flooded with people saying, that's not Kate. That's not Kate. That's not Kate. I mean, hundreds of comments saying that that is not Kate. And now I'm like, I don't know if it's Kate. I don't know if it's Kate. And there are a couple different theories on who it could be. One, obviously, being Kate. Some people are saying that it looks more like a woman named Rose Hanbury. Do you know who that is?
No. How did they already identify her?
Well, Rose Hanbury is, was, I should say, Prince William's mistress.
What?
At one time.
Come on now.
And Kate's best friend. I'm going to send you a picture of Rose next to Kate. And you tell me, it's the jawline. This woman in this photo has a very slim jawline that doesn't necessarily look like Kate Middleton's. And people are saying that it looks more like Rose's. Did you get the picture?
Yes.
What do you think?
I can't tell.
I can't tell either. Then, okay, so that's one theory. Another theory is there is a professional Kate Middleton lookalike running around the UK, and her name is Heidi Agen, and I'm going to send you a picture. I'm going to send you Heidi Agen's Instagram. Her Instagram handle is at Kate Middleton lookalike. So she is a real deal. And people are like, that's Kate, or that's Heidi Agen. That's not Kate Middleton. There are other people that are like, this photo was taken, or this video was taken in December. I don't know what to believe anymore. It's so stressing me out.
It is totally bonkers.
It's bonkers.
That they would send a Kate Middleton stunt double out there and expect people to fall for it. Especially just days after the doctored picture doesn't pass the test.
Exactly. And you know what I was thinking too? Like, I was like, no, this cannot be. This has to be Kate Middleton. Like, I want to believe in my heart that this is Kate Middleton just enjoying a little farm, Windsor farm. I don't know what kind of farm it is. But then, you know what I think? How is it that in 2024, the four times that we've seen Kate Middleton have all been on these blurry videos, pictures. Yeah. We can't get a clear picture of Kate Middleton in 2024. It always looks like the picture has been taken on a potato or a Polaroid camera from 1992.
Wasn't the British paparazzi following her?
That's another thing. No security with her at this farm when she has been the talk of literally the world for the past 2 weeks.
And the theories that I've heard, the worst one is the most of reckless speculation.
Right. We all know.
Okay. We do.
She's no longer with us.
Yeah. Kate Middleton did not survive that surgery.
I think she's alive.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Now, I also heard that someone said that they're having extreme marital problems and she just left. She bounced. She's gone. I've heard that rumor.
Oh, my gosh.
And so the stunt double would make more sense to me. With that theory.
I'm in this so deep.
That Kate left.
I am in this so deep. I can't see the sun anymore. It is taking years off my life, and I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah. At first, I wasn't interested. Now I'm interested.
The twists and turns have been wild.
I know. This most recent one is pretty big.
So have we seen her? Don't know. Depends who you ask. Depends who you ask.
All right. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, seriously.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Happy spring. Jack Harlow. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So St. Patrick's Day has come and gone, But the Irish goodbye lives on.
I love an Irish goodbye.
Year round.
Love it. It's my favorite thing, honestly.
That's one thing we have in common. We both embrace the Irish goodbye.
You do? That surprises me.
Oh, absolutely. I've been doing that for years.
Okay, wait.
I perfected it.
Recap what the Irish goodbye is for people who don't know.
So that is when you leave a party without saying goodbye to anyone. You just exit. You're out.
It shocks me that you do this.
In college, I was infamous for doing this. And even if I was caught doing it, I would come up with some lie.
Why would you lie?
Like, we'd be out at the bar at Kent, and I'd be like, I have to go home and take my contacts out and go put on my glasses. So
right.
I'm going to go home, take my contacts out, put on my glasses. I'll be right back.
Oh, and then, they should know you're never coming back. Never.
I never came back. But this research here, and I believe that this institute is in Australia, UNSW's Time Management Institute, did this survey and discovered that people who leave parties without saying goodbye, doing the Irish goodbye, save up to 2 days per year.
Love it. See, we're just taking care of our health and our body and our mind.
They found that on average, it takes about 45 minutes to leave a party as you say your goodbyes.
Who has time?
45
Nobody
minutes?
Nobody has the time for that.
That is a big party. But yeah, I mean, you get into that last conversation, which just goes longer than you want it to.
Exactly.
This backfired me, doing the Irish goodbye. It backfired on me a couple of years ago. It was an end of the year show party for the morning show.
Okay.
And I was tired. I was exhausted. It's the end of the year. We did it on a Friday night and I just had to go. It was time to go. We did the morning show that morning. So I was up since like 2 o'clock in the morning and now I'm at this bar at like 10 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. It's like, I gotta leave, but I do not want to say goodbye to everybody and wish them happy holidays. Cause I'm going to see them eventually. It's just, I'm going to get out of this party. So I left, I went home, I turned off my phone and went to bed and woke up the next morning with like 45 messages
Why?
On my phone.
People were worried.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the one thing that you have to be careful about. People could really start to worry.
Yeah, you should tell one person, if they don't know your habits about the Irish goodbye, if they're not aware of it, let one person know so they don't call
exactly.
a search party on you. Don't let it backfire on you. Group therapy coming up this morning. Shayna is going to join us. Now, she is telling us that she is having difficulty right now connecting with her husband.
Yes, I think a lot of parents go through this, so hopefully we can help her out.
Let's find out. Group therapy on the way next, the Q Morning Show.
We'll be back faster than the cars drive on 77. Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. You've got Morgan, you've got Bill. We are the Q Morning Show. How about some group therapy on a Tuesday?
Let's do it.
Let's bring in Shayna from Gates Mills. Shayna, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us on. Thank you for coming to us. Please tell us what is going on with you.
Well, let me just start by saying that my life is just in total chaos. I have 2 kids under 3.
Oh, wow. That must be a lot to deal with.
It's not easy, and I'll be grateful when they're older that they're so close in age, but right now it's pretty tough.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So, what are you looking for, babysitters or something like that? Morgan's going to have a lot of free time coming
no,
up very
I'm
soon.
No, I'm not.
What can we help you with, though?
It's not really that. It's not the child care thing. It's just that my husband and I are so disconnected now since we have our 2 little ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, I just have been feeling that way for a while. Like, you know, the kids just require every bit of energy that we have. And so I kind of feel like I'm just living with a roommate.
What's your day-to-day like? Do you see your husband that often?
Well, yeah, we do. We see each other, but it's like we have no energy. And, you know, he has a demanding job, and I'm taking care of the kids all day. And, you know, it's just a lot. And it's impossible to have any quality time together.
Do you have any help? Do you have family in the area? Does he have family that could pitch in for a little bit and give you a break give the both of you a break?
Not really. I mean, we haven't gone out on a date like for over a year now. And, you know, we don't really have family to take care of them. You know, they all live out of state, so it's really hard. And I don't know what to do because I really want to have the connection with him again. And I'm not sure how to do that.
I mean, I feel like a lot of people have to go through this. It's like you get married and it's just the two of you. And then you start to have kids and your entire life changes. Your entire dynamic changes. I can imagine with two kids under 3 years old that it is such an adjustment. But it's like you hear that, right? That life changes when you have kids. But what can you do to fix it? To like fix a disconnect between a husband and a wife. I have no experience with that. Do you have any, Bill?
Oh, sure. And Shayna, this is not going to make you feel better in any way at all. But this is a problem that is going to come up multiple times in your marriage. So not just now, you'll think that you fix it, and then couple months, couple years down the road, it's a problem again. And then you think you fix it. And then a couple months and couple years down the road, it's a problem again. So I can give you some tips on what we've done, and let's open this up right now, 216-474-0104. Moms and dads with kids, what have you done to keep the connection strong with your SO while dealing with kids at the same time, especially little ones? 216-474-0104.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Pity you, I guess I'm selfish. It's JT. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104, Morgan and Bill. We're doing group therapy for Shayna, who has two kids or three kids?
Two kids under the age of three.
That's what it is.
Yes.
And right now in her life, in her marriage, she feels like she is not connecting with her husband.
I feel like it's a common problem to have when you put kids into the mix.
It absolutely is. Andrew's listening in Sandusky. Andrew, how long have you been married?
I've been married about 2 years, but my wife and I have been together for a total of 8.
Okay, and you have kids?
We got 3 kids. We got 3 under 6.
What advice would you have for Shayna?
Just take them out. Go to the zoo, any sort of, like, museum. As long as you've got quality time with the kids, you wind up getting closer together. My wife and I just spent time in the same room together. She likes to read. I like to play video games. Just something that you find that you like to do in the same room, and you'll end up getting back together.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. A text came in at 216-474-0104, and it's so simple. Like, when I read this text, you're going to be like, yeah, it's so simple. Duh. And it says, always keep a good line of open communication with your partner.
It's so simple, but what are you going to say?
It's so difficult.
It's much easier said than done, for sure.
And so many times my wife Paula and I will stumble over that very thing, open communication, because we close off communication.
Yeah.
Because we're both stubborn.
And frustrated.
Yes.
And, you know, aggravated with the day and the kids and the jobs and the chores. It's much easier said than done, I can imagine.
5 years ago, let's say 5 years ago, I remember running into this problem with Paula where it felt like we were distant.
Right.
We weren't connecting.
Yeah.
And we weren't talking about it either. Like, I felt the distance between us she was getting more and more frustrated with me, but we weren't communicating.
You were suppressing your emotions.
We didn't talk about it. And then the conversation, when we finally talked about it, she was frustrated that I was working and then I was coming home and then that was it. And then I was turning on a Cavs game or doing my own thing. And she's like, hey, I'm here with the kids.
Right.
You know, and now she wasn't working at the time. And so my perception of the whole thing was, well, I'm working. She's at home taking care of the kids, taking care of the house. And she, that wasn't how she viewed it.
Right.
That wasn't her perspective.
Yeah.
And so we weren't talking about that, though. So
and how did you, were you able to reconnect once you had the conversation?
Absolutely. But then things change, things evolve. Then we move cross country. Now we're back in Ohio. I'm working a different job. She has to go back to work. The kids are getting older. They have different needs. They're in different programs. The schedules get all jumbled up again.
Yeah.
And then one spouse feels the frustration, the other one feels the distance, and then you're not communicating again.
Yeah.
And so we constantly have to keep the dialogue open. And we just, this is what I do. I just have the same mission statement. We're a team.
Yeah.
We're in this together.
Right.
Let's talk this out. Let's figure this out.
And it's not you versus me.
No.
Yeah. We're not adversaries. Like, we are in this together. We have the same common goal. So also, you know, sometimes difficult conversations like that can get heated. But then you have to remember, we both want the same end goal. So there's no need to get mad about it. You know what I'm saying?
100.
So communication. And this kind of goes back to what I was talking about with you when, what was it, Valentine's Day or something? Just a little extra effort. And I know it's hard when you have a million things going on. But when you do make the little extra effort, it makes a world of a difference.
Great advice. Shayna, I hope that helps.
Yeah, I hope that helps. Just know that it's normal, first of all. And second of all, what were the giveaways? Communication and a little extra effort.
And get yourself a date night. So
yes.
You can go talk about this. It doesn't have to be an expensive date night. Just some time where someone else is watching the kids and you guys go take a walk somewhere.
Yes.
And just talk all this stuff
There's
out.
There's the effort.
All right.
One date night. You can do it.
Group therapy on the Q Morning Show. I did not pick this next song, by the way.
Yeah. What are you trying to say?
I haven't heard this song in forever. Meredith Brooks. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. It's up, Morgan. Did you get the email yesterday?
No.
The Odyssey Cleveland March Madness NCAA Tournament Bracket Contest. You didn't get this in your email?
They must have left me out because they heard the news. They're like, well, Morgan's not going to pay her fine or her piece of the pie if she loses.
Are you already off the email list?
I guess so. Wow. Cool, guys. I'm still here for 8 more days, guys. Cool.
That shouldn't happen until next week.
Cool.
They shouldn't remove you.
So rude.
Does your key card still work?
Yeah. Tomorrow it probably won't. You'll have to let me in.
So we're supposed to fill out our brackets, and then at the bottom it says the winner will receive a prize.
A prize? It doesn't specify?
No. You know it's one of those Morgan and Bill coffee mugs.
Yeah, exactly. I love it.
I know it's definitely not Olivia Rodrigo tickets because that show is Friday night in Columbus. If you want to be there, we've got tickets during Battle of the Burbs coming up next.
Cleveland is waking up with the Q Morning Show on Q104. In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs, but there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
It is brought to you by Self.Inc. Let's meet our contestants this morning. First up, we're going to Medina, a graduate of Brunswick High School. It's Kristen. Kristen, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
You're going to be taking on Andrew in Willowick, a graduate of Villa Angela St. Joseph High School. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Hey, good morning to you.
All right. We don't need that song right now. All right, hold on.
All right.
Little technical issue. We're fine. We're fine. Here we go.
There we go. All right, Kristen, Andrew, best of five questions. Your name is your buzzer. So if you think you know the answer, say your name, and then we'll give you the cue to answer the question. Olivia Rodrigo tickets on the line for this Friday. Here we go with question number one. A Dr. Pepper has how many flavors?
Andrew.
Andrew?
23.
Wow. 23 is correct.
Is that common knowledge?
Yeah, it's like part of their branding, part of their slogan.
Way to go, Andrew.
Question number two. Before it was called Freeform, this TV channel was called what?
Kristen.
Kristen?
Sci-fi?
Wasn't sci-fi. Andrew, do you have a guess?
I don't know.
ABC Family. ABC Family. Now Freeform. Andrew still leads 1-0. Question number three. Kate Middleton is married to which royal?
Andrew.
Andrew?
Prince William.
Prince William is correct. Okay, Andrew, you could win the game with this. A clean sweep. Kristen, you have to get this question right to stay alive. Even if you both miss it, you'll be out of the game. Question number four. What is a 16-ounce drink at Starbucks called?
Andrew.
Andrew for the win?
A venti?
It's not a venti, Kristen.
A grande?
A grande is correct.
Staying alive!
Staying alive. Question number five. Jason Sudeikis plays an American soccer coach on Apple TV+. What's his character's name?
Oh.
No one?
We got to do the buzzer. Ted Lasso, which means, Andrew, you won the game with only two questions right. You're going to see Olivia Rodrigo.
Thank you.
Woo!
Also, I recommend you watching Ted Lasso.
It's one of Bill's favorite shows.
Like, you're going to have to get Apple TV Plus, and that's going to cost you like $19 a
right.
month. But it's worth it. All right,
no,
Andrew.
I'll give it a shot.
There you go. And Friday night, Olivia Rodrigo in Columbus, you are there.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. I've been wanting to know. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Good to have you here. So Morgan is saying that she has seen something on the internets that doesn't make her happy.
I'm feeling some type of way about it. Almost like a jealous ex-girlfriend.
What would that be? What have you seen?
My job posting. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
You realize how all of this works, right?
I know, but still, I mean, I knew that I would be going through all of these emotions mm-hmm. when I decided not to renew my contract when it's up in April. But I just wasn't expecting to feel like a bitter ex whenever I see my job posting and our boss being like, looking for an awesome new co-host. And I'm like, hey, that's my spot.
First of all, where have you seen your job posting? Because it makes me think that you're looking for jobs.
No, I've seen it. Our boss posted it to his Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
So I saw it, and then I'm like really analyzing the comments. I'm like, ooh, who's commenting on it? Where do they live? What does this person do right now? Would they be moving from Cleveland? Are they funny? Are they cool? Chase wants a fearless, curious, and honest co-host for you, Bill.
That's good. I like that.
I don't.
I like those qualities.
I'm like, take it down. Take it down.
Take it down.
Right now. I'm not here for it.
I keep seeing it, too, in mostly industry, trades, press, things that we, like inside radio stuff.
You pay attention to that a lot more than I do.
I see it all the time.
What are the people saying?
Well, nothing. It's just advertising that the job is open.
Right.
Sometimes it is very generic. Sometimes it's very specific. Like one industry actually posted your goodbye video.
Really?
Inside of it, which I thought was nice.
That was nice.
But yeah, man, we kind of got to move on.
Bill, you've been pedal to the metal ready to move on.
We've had four interviews so
far,
at least.
Rather quickly, I know. Jeez, Bill didn't even shed one tear. He's like, okay, let's move on to the next. See you later. Hasta la vista, baby. That's what it feels like anyways. Like, jeez. Well,
I hope you don't feel that way. But yeah,
I understand.
We've got to jump right into it. Like I said, we've had at least four interviews that I've been a part of, and you know, I'll be sitting there in the interview because all of them have been on Zoom so far,
right?
And I'll sit there and I'm doing my comparison to you.
Oh, like, well, don't do that.
And I'm like, okay, first question: how many castmates of Love Is Blind can you name?
Right.
None of them.
Right.
Pass.
That's true. They have to know. They have to be up. The next time you interview somebody, the very first question you should ask them is, where is Kate Middleton? And if they give you a good answer, hired.
And if they tell me exactly where Kate Middleton is, that would be incredible, right?
We would solve the case.
That would be wonderful. Yeah, I'm sorry that you're seeing that.
Well, it is what it is. Like I said, I knew I would see it, but I wasn't expecting the way that it made me feel. It made me feel weird.
It makes it real.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, this is real. This is really
happening.
Somebody's
going to replace me.
Well, it might not be for a while.
And Bill's like, can we get him in here on April 1st?
Yeah.
Because
well, see, that's why I'm so anxious about it, is because you're not going to be here on Monday, April 1st.
Right.
And I'm scared out of my mind.
Oh, don't be scared.
I am frightened.
Why? Just to do a show by yourself?
Yeah, I've never done that. There's always been at least somebody here.
Yeah.
Like, I've never done it with nobody here.
Right.
And so I'm very scared.
Well, you'll have our listeners. They'll call and talk to you.
We'll
hopefully.
See.
Depends on the day.
Debatable.
Right.
Let's get into this, because Morgan saw this survey, and I think this is great.
I love stuff like this.
The survey is, intoxicated online shopping is soberingly big business.
Yeah.
Well, that's the name of the headline anyway.
Right.
I think this will be great. What did you buy online after having a few drinks?
Yes, we need to know.
Next on the Q Morning Show. All right, it's Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill.
What the was Q Morning the sigh Show. For?
What?
You were like, all right, it's Q104.
I was out of breath because I was moving.
Oh, okay. Yeah, dancing around in the club.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Every time it comes on. Every time. Doesn't matter where you are. You got to stop and move when you hear that song. Okay, so Morgan found this survey, and I think this is going to be great. I hope this is going to be great.
Yeah, I hope so.
What is the survey?
It says, intoxicated online shopping is soberingly big business. According to a new survey of over 1,000 U.S. adults, shopping under the influence, 70% of respondents admitted to making at least one purchase while drunk. 67% of men said they did it, and 46% of women said that they have made a drunk online purchase.
So great.
The most common, clothing at 46%, food delivery at 36%, wearable devices 30%, video games at 28%.
What is a wearable device? What is that?
Maybe like a headset, a Bluetooth headphone or something like that, or a watch, an Apple Watch, maybe a wearable device.
Back in the day, Morgan, this used to be on television.
What?
You would be up at 1 o'clock in the morning and you would see some infomercial for this, and then you might be drunk and you'd be like, oh my God, I need that.
Right. When you had to call into QVC.
Yeah. I need that Swiffer or whatever it is.
Right.
I need it right now. It's going to clean my kitchen. Yeah. Now it's all online. I've never done this though. I don't think I've ever purchased anything.
Yeah. Me neither. And it's shocking that 70% of people have. So, like, we need to know.
Those are good odds.
70%? Somebody better call us and tell us what the heck you bought while you were drunk.
216-474-0104. Also, bonus points if this item was delivered to your house and you don't even remember ordering it.
That's
the, first
the best.
216-474-0104. Q104. Oh my gosh, I love this already.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I love this already. I could do this for the next half hour. It's Q104. We're talking about this survey that Morgan found about what you have purchased while under the influence.
70% of people admit that they have bought something online while they were intoxicated.
Heather and Lorraine. Heather, good morning.
Hi.
What did you buy after a couple of drinks?
Containers to organize my house.
What was it? Hangers?
Containers.
Containers. Containers. Like home organization containers. Like for what rooms?
Yes. For my house and my kitchen. Like in my bedroom and the little ones that like go in the fridge to organize like your cans and your food.
I do love those organizers. They're so aesthetically pleasing.
How many did you end up ordering?
Lots. It's like a problem.
What was the grand total of this purchase?
Oh, like over $100.
Oh, okay. My gosh. Now, did you remember making this purchase?
Right.
I remembered some of them, not all of them. Like, a lot of them showed up.
Not $100 worth.
No, not at all.
This actually sounds kind of practical.
Right.
No, I was really excited about it, and I'm so happy that I have all of them.
You're right. A practical drunk. You're a responsible drunk.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Right. Like, it ended up being a really good thing, but, like, I have too many. Like, it's a problem.
This sounds like a purchase sober Heather would have made.
Right.
Along with drunk Heather. Emily's in Canal Fulton. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
What did you purchase while under the influence of alcohol?
I purchased 1,000 count of those little heart tanning stickers.
They still make those?
Wait, what are those?
Oh, my gosh.
You stick them on you while you're tanning, which I don't go to a tanning bed. I was just laying out when I made this purchase and decided I needed it.
Uh-huh.
And you just put them, like, on your body, and then it leaves, like, a little white spot that is not tan. So it was, like, a little outline of a heart.
The last time I used one of these tanning stickers was probably 15 years ago.
Yeah, I didn't use them, but they showed up, and my husband was like, what are these? And I was very embarrassed because I had forgotten.
You forgot that you ordered them?
Yeah.
So you bought 1,000 of them, and you have not used one single one?
1,000.
Yeah, 1,000.
I'm like a mother of three. These are not something I would, like, use, but 15 years ago I used to, and
right.
I was like, you know what would be cute right now? One of those little hearts. No.
Your lifetime, you will probably never use those.
Oh, that's funny.
I will probably never use those.
That's so good.
Thanks. For an arts and crafts project.
Thank you, Emily, for calling in this morning. Okay, I think we can do another round of this.
I hope so.
Did you see the text that just came in?
Yes. Oh. I need to know more information about this.
We have to find that person.
Oh, gosh.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show, Q104. So you wake up, you need to make money. Q104, it's Morgan and Bill. We're talking about what happened when you were up late, had a couple of glasses of wine. You decided to get online.
Yeah, you went on Amazon and you purchased something while intoxicated.
What did you buy? Let's go to Carla in Cleveland. Carla, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so where were you and what did you buy?
So we were in Las Vegas celebrating a birthday, and we'd had a few too many cocktails, and my husband and I decided, oh, let's look for some new concerts to go to later this summer. And we hit on a concert in Charleston, South Carolina later that summer. Like, oh, let's buy tickets to that.
Sure, so we'll go to Charleston.
Yeah, we'll go to Charleston. So I was like, it's one of my, you know, husband's favorite cities. It's like, oh, that sounds like fun. We'll just go.
You never went.
No, we went.
Oh, really?
And it's funny because we're standing in line for the tickets. I'm like, I have no idea where our seats are. I just bought the ticket. We were standing room only right in front of the stage.
Oh, my gosh.
It was hilarious. Expensive tickets.
They really didn't seem like that expensive at the time.
When you have a couple cocktails, money, there's no, like, value of a dollar.
Correct. Exactly.
Who was the artist?
It was Brothers Osborne.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And were they coming nowhere near Northeast Ohio?
Not that I know of.
Okay. So it had to be Charleston. Because it would be funny if the Brothers Osborne were coming through and were playing the Agora or something.
They're coming through this summer.
Right.
This coming summer at Jacobs Pavilion. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. All right. Thank you, Carla. Let's see who's next. How about Sarah in Canton? Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What did you buy while under the influence of alcohol?
It wasn't me. It was my husband. Mm-hmm. He bought a violin because it was a good deal and he always wanted to play the violin.
What? Had he ever played a violin before?
No. He just always wanted to learn?
He just always wanted to learn, and it was a good deal.
Of course. Of course.
And to this day, is he currently a violinist?
No, because he says that I shamed him because he was trying to play it while I was watching a TV show.
Aww. Poor guy just wants to learn how to play the violin.
That's great.
That is so funny.
How much do violins cost?
I have no idea what he spent on it.
Oh yeah, don't ask.
No clue.
Could have been the cello. Let's see. Amy's in Chagrin Falls. Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. One night, you had a couple of drinks. You decided to shop online and bought what?
I bought a bounce house for my kids.
A bounce house?
It wasn't even nighttime. It was like a really nice day. I was day drinking outside, and I was like, what could help me keep my kids distracted so I can do more of this? And the answer was a bounce house. And it does provide hours and hours of endless fun for them for me to do whatever else I want to do.
How big is the bounce house?
But how big?
Yeah.
It's like probably like 10 by 12. It does not fit in my house, put it that way.
Oh, my gosh.
You go to
all the neighborhood kids love it.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Wow.
And every single birthday party. What are we doing for a birthday? Oh, we're going in the backyard with your bounce house.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
I love that for you.
And how much does a bounce house cost, just out of curiosity?
It was normally like $300, and I think it was on, it was like an Amazon Prime thing, and I think I got it for like $275.
Yeah. There we go.
That's a great deal.
There we go.
Amy, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
I love that.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
We're coming over this summer. We want to try out that bounce house.
Oh my gosh. That is
good. I'll have the drinks ready.
That is a great idea, actually.
My All going right. away party?
Yeah. Amy,
my going away party at Amy's house?
Hang on. We do want your number. Hold on. Be right. All right. Thank you for that idea. All right. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Tate McRae.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.